Okay, let's get into today's Daf Yerushalmi, Megillah, Daf Chavav. We are in Perek HaKorei LaMafreya, and the first we finish up issues relating to Kavana when it comes to Tevila, when it comes to Tevila, in Hilchos Nida, we'll look at it again, Kufsadi Vav or so. So the Gemara says that we spoke about it when a woman goes to the mikvah. We spoke about the issue of Srach Bita, that she always goes at night, even if it's a later day after day seven. And then they saw a woman who went at night, who went by day, and said, no, everybody realized that she was going on a post-seventh day. Says the Gemara now, a few lines after the bottom, Chaf Hema Beis. Nida, Shana, and Savatavla. A Nida, woman wants to go to the mikvah. She fell into the mikvah. She was pushed in the mikvah. Something she did not have kavana. Ne'ensa v'tavla. So what does that count? So Rabbi Shammai b'shem Rav tahora labesa v'tamei lataris. It works. It works labesa, meaning for her husband. A woman doesn't have to have kavana to go to the mikvah for to be with her husband. But tamei lataris. But for taris, there's a din derabanan pashtus that for you to eat truma, you have to have kavana when you go to the mikvah that you're going to do this for truma. Unless you decide you want to eat a carbon, you have to go to the mikvah again, the Mishnayos and Chagiga describe. So you have to go to the mikvah again to be able to be zochet to kufsatiches. To be zochet to eat kachim. So that's the Rav Shita. So for the husband, then it's mutter. Nothing, but the tefillah worked. The Tameya Litaris. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina. Tameya, Bein Labesa, Bein Litaris. Rabbi Chanina has an amazing chiddush that even to her husband, she's not allowed to be unless she had kavana when she went to the mikvah. My taima, the chubas, shenis, vitar. Talking about the taharos of a mitzora. Remember, mitzora goes through one tahara, and then a week later another tahara, after a haircut. The was shenis v'tahir. So why do we have to have that word shenis? Where we know the word, so we know, it's a second time. Just read the psukim. Maharishona ladas, afshina ladas. Just like the first one has to be ladas with kavana, so too, shnias be ladas. Minayin sharishona ladas. How do you know the first one has to be ladas? V'tziva hakoen v'chibsu ladas. This is talking about mitzaras of the beged. So if it doesn't spread after the second time, or if the first one doesn't spread, the second time it goes away, so the Kohen commands, and then it is wash v'chibsu lada'as. So, Kavana, according to that day, according to Rabbi Chanina, needs even for labayla. But if you look in Kufsadi Ches, in Yoredeya, all the way at the end, long, simen, sif mem ches, says the Shulchan Aruch. Nida, this is the last simen in Kufsadi Ches. Kufsadi Ches is a big, simen about, halachas of chatzitza and other details of tefillah. Neither shetavla below kavana could go into nafla l'toch hamayim. O she yarda lahaker harizu muteres labayla. Muteres labayla. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Rama v'yesh machmirin u'matzvichan asa tefillah acheres. V'yesh lahachmer lechadchila. Let's have lechadchila. Okay, but Baker Adin, it does not work. The Rav Moshe has a fascinating tshuva, which we haven't mentioned in a long time, and that is, he was asked, the guy was going out with a girl, the problem was that the girl's parents were not frum when she was born, and they weren't shomrei Torah and mitzvahs, and this boy, asked Rav Moshe, we know there are some chazals that talk about a ben hanida, and there are some, midos that are part of that, so should I not be going out with her? So Moshe Feinstein writes, he says, does she have all good midos? Does she have alamilos? Does she have all the good things that you're looking for? Yes. So haraya, that she's not a ben anida. Right? It must be. We're not a ben anida because ben anida has certain A, B, C, and she doesn't have it. So it must be that day, years ago, the mother went to the mikvah or went to the ocean in a bathing suit and it was a little loose, and we paskin, only Rove is a Daraisa, Midrabanan it's not, and even Kavan is not Ma'akev, as we know right here in the Shulchan Aruch. So, that's Rav Moshe. Unbelievable. So, that's this last seven in the Shulchan Aruch, regarding Kavana. The Ramah there adds that generally the Tila is supposed to be something private. Yesha Kasvo, She Yesh Isha Lios Sinua Balal Tilasa. I have to tell everybody. In the days of old, they were wearing white robes. It was kind of more obvious. But not nowadays. Right, like we said yesterday, that there's a din of srach bita, or the Yerushalmi called it mebnei chamosa, mebnei kalasa, that they shouldn't say, oh, she's going during the day, maybe get mixed up with day seven. But in general, the whenever she goes to the mikvah, it should just be try to be as private as she can. Good. Talks about who you're supposed to meet right after the mikvah. Api Kabbalah, don't try to meet anybody until one gets home. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara ends off saying here, "Va'anan chami rabbanan mekadmin libura." We saw rabbis allowing the tefillah early, mekadmin. They would allow it early liibura once it has passed over day 7. Meaning, in cases where going at night wouldn't have happened, like we said yesterday, maybe there was a curfew, maybe there was it was dangerous. So in those cases, the rabbanan would allow tefillah during the day as long as it is past day 7. Past day 7, they would allow it during the day. In order, Rav Nachman Shemana, mitzvah lahakdim, k'dei lazaris b'mitzvah. Because lazaris b'mitzvah, to get a husband back to a wife back together for the mitzvah puravu, the mitzvah of ona. So we do what we can to be mizaris the mitzvah. So if it's a case where it's going to be impossible to do it at night, so we would do it by day, but again, only after day 7. Again, and that's the question for the poskim as the situation comes up. Says the Mishnah. So these are the Mishnayos that are wonderful Dafyomi Mishnayos, and we could spend many hours on each of the words in this Mishnah. It's a Shas Mishnah. Kol Hayom Kasher L'Kriyas HaMegillah. The whole day is Kasher for Kriyas HaMegillah, and for all of these mitzvahs that are daytime mitzvahs. Kol Hayom Kasher L'Kriyas HaMegillah. U'L'Kriyas HaHalel. To say Halel. U'L'Tekiyas Shofar. U'L'Netilas Lulav. Ula tefilas ha-musafin, davening musaf. That's against Rabbi Yehuda in Brachos, who says you have till the seventh hour. But tefilas ha-musafin, ula musafin, and the carbon musaf. These are all day. Carbon musaf also is interesting. The Rishonim, the Rashba wonders, is it really all day the carbon musaf? Isn't there a halacha of aseh da hashlama? The carbon tamid has to be the posts, the first and the last carbon, besides carbon Pesach, an exception. But besides that, the carbon tumen has to be last. So carbon musaf is in the whole day. Whenever you bring the carbon tumen, it's over. You don't have any more time. So you have to say it means conceptually, you're right. There's a separate din of aseh da hashlama that once you bring the carbon tumen, so then there's no more bringing the carbon musaf. That's true. But it's mitzad the time itself. The Rashba says that it is no longer here. I'll read it to Lashon. Kashali, daf chafma beis. Ha ein davar kodem mutamish al shachar. V'yim kein iyef shal musaf and shikrivu kol hayom. Talo motim akar vashi akar tamish al shachar. V'chenami iyef shal shil akriv al akar tamish al ben arbayim. V'chsev aleha. V'yish lomar, dekashar, dehechshar musaf and kol hayom, ela she davar acher ma'akvan. It's an external problem. Right? It is the time of it. You're right. You can't give it after the tamid, but inherently it's the time. Or, what if you did it with the Eved? If you violated the Aseh Dashlam, it's still going to be kosher. The Yodi Eshlam or Defshad, the Imshan of Ehikdim Musafin, Lutamach al Shachar, lo pasal. Right? It might not be pasal, so therefore that's the Musafin. Levidui Parim, we continue for the Vidui of the Par, that's the Vidui that, for the special cows of the Par Kohen Gadol, the Par Lodavash al Tibur, Ulevidui Meiser, Vidui Meisers that are done, the end of, Pesach on, during the fourth year, the seventh year, ulavidu yom kippurim, and the vidui on Yom Kippur that is done in the Beis Hamikdash, the vidui of Yom Kippur, lismicha. Now all the avodos, all the actions that are related to avodos are done by day. Lismicha, again putting a leaning on the animal, lishchita, litzufa, times when we have to wave, lahagasha, bringing the Karei Mincha close to the Mizbeach, lekemitza, doing the actual kemitza, lahaktara, burning the komets, lemelika, doing melika, that's the shechita of karbanas oaf, lekabala, catching the blood, lahazoya, sprinkling of the blood, ulahashkaya sota, the process of being mashkia sota, ularifas haegla, ulataras hamitzora. All of these have to be done only by day. Again, each of these require their own discussion. Maybe we'll talk about one discussion, even though really it could be a lot. Right, we know the Mishnah says here that shofar and lulav are only by day. Only by day. Based on that, there's an interesting discussion of a Rashi. It's a Gemara, but it's also a Rashi. The Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Gimel discusses the kashrus of a hadas. The Gemara says that if there is a hadas that has more berries than leaves, it's pasul. Leaves more than berries, then it's kosher. And it also can't be chopped on top. Can't be nektam rosho. Right? The Gemara says it can't be nektam rosho. But if a berry grows on top, that's okay. Berry grows on top. Where it was chopped off, that's kosher. So the Gemara wonders what happens if you had a chopped off hadas and then a berry grew on top. So if the berry, the Gemara says, if the berry grew on top before Yantav, great, because when Yantav starts, you have a kosher hadas. But if the berry grew only after Yantav started, I don't know, maybe you put it in water, and sometimes things grow when you put things in water. So it grew after Yantav started. So then the Gemara has the question. Do you say dichui hu etzel mitzvahs? Do we say that once the mitzvah is pushed aside, because it can't look, it doesn't look like a mitzvah, then it's pushed aside. Rashi's lashon is, do you say that the key line, ilav, this is Rashi Sukkah Lama Gimel, ilav de kidesh hayom, akati lochal leizman mitzvah. Right? If the, as long as Yantif didn't start yet, so then that's your crucial moment. Ask the Achronim on Rashi and on the Gemara. Why should the crucial moment of determining whether a hadas is kosher or not is when Yantif starts? You're not allowed to shake a dalad minim at night. Dalad minim is only by the morning. So you should say it goes by the morning. It goes by dawn. If it's kosher by dawn, why is the beginning of Yantif the key moment? And the Bir Halacha notes that the Rama extends this to Hilcha Shofar, right? I'm not allowed to use a shofar of Avodah Zarah because it's kesilu kilu mechdei shiurei. It's as if it's destroyed, burned. But as long as a guy was mevatel his Avodah Zarah, he nullified it before Yantif, I'm okay. I could use that shofar as long as the guy was mevatel it before Yantif started. So asks the Bir Halacha on the Rama who quotes that Halacha, what do you mean before Yantif started? You can't blow shofar at night. He should be mevatel it before the morning of Rosh Hashanah. Why should it be the before Yantav starts? So what do you see from here? There's a concept of a chefsa shal mitzvah even before the time that you could actually do the mitzvah. Right? The shame lulav, the status of lulav and shofar starts at the beginning of the holiday. You're right, you can only do the mitzvah during the day. Right? Like our Mishnah says, kol hayom kasher l'netilas lulav u'letzkiyas shofar. But the status is even earlier. There's a bahag. There's a Bahag that says, the Rosh quotes the Bahag, we paskin, we make a Shechyanu, let's say in Chutz Laretz. In Chutz Laretz, we make a Shechyanu on both first nights of Sukkos. And Lulav, though, we only make a Shechyanu on the first day of Lulav. The second day we shake a Lulav, even on the second of the Yom, you don't make a Shechyanu. That's the Machlokas we've shown him, when you should. So should you or not? So some say, no, you already shook it once. So, you know, and the, maybe the, on the holiday, maybe that's the second of the Yom. But the Bahag says, do you use the Shechyanu of Kiddush to be motzi the Shechyanu of Lulav? And the Rosh says, how could you do that? You can't shake a Lulav at night. How could you say that the Shechyanu of the Lulav, the Shechyanu of the Kiddush is going to work for the Lulav? Again, it must be that it exists somehow. It exists somehow. And there are other examples as well, but that's a hara of the Chefsa Shal Mitzvah existing before the time of the Chiyuv HaMitzvah. We've spoken in the past about Shem Arel starting before the time of the Mitzvah of Mila, maybe even the night before. One idea. Just one other point about Shofar. It says Rosh Hashanah. It is Kol Hayom. You know what? Let's read it in the Gemara, and then we'll make the comment about Shofar. So the Bar quotes a few sources, not for each one, a few sources for these halachas that it's by day. B'kol ha'yom kashal kriyas ha'megillah. Dichsev, b'yom asher sibro evei ha'yehudim l'shlot bohem. The day that the enemies of the Jews wanted to control, so v'nahafochu, we control them, so that nes happened during the day, so the Megillah is read during the day. L'kriyas ha'halel, dichsev, zeh ha'yom aso Hashem, nagi levedis v'chavo. In halel, it talks about yom, zeh ha'yom aso Hashem. There's one exception to the rule. This mitzvah of Halel, Lel Pesach, because that's part of the mitzvah of Sibri Yitzis Mitzrayim. So that's a different type of Halel. Litzkiya Shofar, Dechsiv, Yom Trua Yeh Lachem. Yom Trua Yeh Lachem. The day of Trua should be for you. This pasuk answers up a question that's asked by some. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin asks, how do we blow so many sounds of the shofar? Aren't we violating Baal Tosef? You can't do a mitzvah so many times, right? If I shake a lulav and I add in an extra min, I'm violating Baal Tosef, right? Yeah, it's an isser that says it twice, singular, plural, right? Baal Tosef and lo tosifu. So how am I allowed to blow many times shofar? So Tosef says you never violate Baal Tosef by doing a mitzvah more times in the right time. So it doesn't matter how many times I sit in the sukkah, I'm not going to violate Baal Tosef. It doesn't matter how many times a kohen is going to do Birchas Kohen in one day. He's not going to get by. If he adds on a bracha to the prescribed bracha, that's going to be Baal Tosef. He has it in his own words. But the birchas kohanim that Chazal said, you do that three times, that's not going to be Baal Tosef. So too shofar. You can never violate Baal Tosef by doing a mitzvah in the proper time more times. If you look in the Rashba gives a different answer. The Rashba says, you can never violate an Isser, Durabbanan. You can never violate Baal Tosef if you're doing what the rabbis told you to do. Durabbanan enacted. We don't know what a Shrua is. And there's a mitzvah of Tkiyas al Seder Abrachas. And there's a mitzvah of a Niyuk to get up to 100. So if you do what the Rabbanan told you to do, there's not going to be Baal Tosef. That's what the Rashba says. Av Masha Amdu Chachamim V'tiknu L'tzarech Ein Kan Baal Tosef. To give into Amr Torah Pi HaTorah She'erucha Alma Kol L'tzarech Gozer N'Mosifin Versus B'yadan V'adin Baal Tigra V'chulu Mitzvah L'shrol Adir Chachamim. That's the Rashba. But if you look in the Nitziv, and if you look in the Levush, they say, no, sometimes, there are many examples of this, numerous examples. You could do a mitzvah in a minimal way, but then you could also choose to do a mitzvah in a maximal way, and it's all called the mitzvah. It's all called the mitzvah. You could choose a mitzvah like the, we've said, mitzvah of Kriyashma. What's the mitzvah of Kriyashma? Rashi says it's the first parsha. Tosfos says it's the first two parshias. The Rambam says all three parshias. But it's clear from the Gemara that even according to Rashi, Ramban, if you choose to expand Kriyashma, it all has the status of Kriyashma. Even though you didn't have to do it that way, but once you choose to expand the mitzvah, it's all called the mitzvah. You might say that about Bris Milah, by Tzitzit Sheinah Ma'akvin. You find that. So they both say, Yom Shrua Yelachem. Yom Shrua. It doesn't say to blow this many tkiyas. It's a day of blowing. There's a minimum way amount of blowing, and there's a maximal way of blowing. But that's not Baal Tosef, because the category is Yom Shrua Yelachem. Right? Or the Rambam's Lashon. There's a mitzvah eating matzah at the Seder. Mitzvah eating matzah at the Seder. Once you eat a kezias, you're yotzei. So the Achronim say, why doesn't the Rambam just say, there's a mitzvah eating kezias a matzah? No. It's a mitzvah eating matzah tonight. Whatever matzah you eat tonight at the Seder, you get the mitzvah daraisa of the Erev Tochlo Matzos. Once you have eaten a kezias, then you've been yotzei that mitzvah. Again, that Lashon also points to this direction of minimal and maximal ways of doing mitzvahs. Okay, we could tell you again, there's a lot here on every line. L'natilas lulav. We're not going to talk about lulav now. Dechsiv, l'kachta l'chem ayom arisha. L'tfilas musafin l'musafin. Tfilas musafin musaf. Dechsiv, b'yom savoso es b'nei Yisrael v'gomer. Right, that's the yom musaf. That's the day, that's the olavoda. L'smicha, l'shchita, l'tunufa, l'agasha. All these avodos. L'kemitza, l'aktara, l'malicha, l'chaval, l'azaya. Dechsiv, b'yom savoso es b'nei Yisrael. All the yom. There's one or two ha'aris. One of the lines in the Mishnah is hazaya. Pashas means zrikas adam. Zrikas adam is kol hayom. What does kol hayom mean? So the pashup shot of kol hayom, we might have said, it means tseis hakochavim. Right? Even during ben hashmashes, maybe it's possible. But there is a Tosfos in Masechet Zvachim. Tosfos says, zrikas adam is only till shkia. Zrikas adam is only till shkia. Based on a pasuk, so that's the end. Which means, Rav Soloveitchik used to say, even if you want to say regarding other halachas, it goes till tzeis, he felt that davening mincha is not correct to davening after shkia, because based on that tosis, mincha is connected to tamashal ben arbayim, and that was zrika, so that has to be done before shkia, has gone before shkia. So that's the Turi Evan has that, he's not so happy with that, he thinks that maybe there's evidence, otherwise. Good. But one other comment on the whole Mishnah, it says, the whole day is Kashla Kriyas HaMegillah. Rashi, the Karban Eidi quotes Rashi here. What's the Chiddush? Even though you say Zrizus, and therefore what? Therefore, you might say you have to do it early in the day. Kabash Malan Kosher. So ask the Turei Evan, ask the Shagasari, what's the Havamina? If you didn't do Zrizus, it's Pasul? Zrizus is ma'ake. Zrizus is a nice thing. Zrizus is a nice thing, but don't tell me it's puzzle. So he just leaves Rashi b'tzorachi and v'zat tema the bills of the pshitei v'chisakat adam shem d'loasa mitzvah and a mufchar patul legamrei u'fchi miyach hashum reicho node if yachzav reicho hashum. Of course, the Gemara brachas. If you ate some garlic and your breath smells bad, so your breath should eat more garlic. Right? That's the lashon. If you did one thing wrong, you didn't do another thing wrong. So you didn't do zrizus. So don't do the mitzvah. So the Turi Evan can't fathom why it would be that Rashi would say that just because you didn't do Zrizus, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. You can do it the whole day even though you didn't do Zrizus. The Sfasemis defends Rashi a little bit. Sfasemis says, maybe the Chiddush is that there's really, the Chiddush is that it's still L'chadchila, even if you didn't do Zrizus. there's a Zrizus level, and then the afternoon, there's still, if you don't wait till the last minute, there's still a Katab of Lecharchila earlier in the day. And then B'diavad, once you do it in the later on. But that's the suggestion of the Sfas Emes here. Avagav the Zrizus Maktib and Pirish the Pirusho. The Zrizus he mitzvah and Mufkar Belvad. El Afilu Lecharchila Kasher Kalayom. Mashenkin Kodem and Etzacham Adiki Surah Durabanan. Ubachidem Tama Ha Turi Evan Apirish Rashi. Okay. We continue. Says that's the first Mishnah about Yom. Next, Mishnah. Kol ha'layla kasher l'ksirsa omer. The whole night is kasher for these mitzvahs. Ksirsa omer. Cutting of the omer the night after the first night of Pesach. The 16th of Pesach was a mitzvah to cut the omer, to use for the carbon of omer on that day. Ule hector chalav and vevarim. And the burning of the fats in the limbs that happen every night, it's all night. There is a machlokas rishonim. If you look at Rashi and Brachas Daf Beis versus the Rambam. Right, the Rambam in Maaser Karbanos, the burning of the fats in the limbs. Right, the Rambam says in Perek Dalet in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos, Dalet Beis, Kedei Laharchik Es Menapshia, in order to be marchik from Shia, Amru Chachamim Shein Maktirin Ha'imurin Mevari Ha'ola Ela Archatos Alayla. Right, we're familiar with Kedei Laharchik Adam and Avera, so the Rambam says Hekdo Chalav Mevarim also. The Kohanim should try to finish all of the burning of the fat and limbs by Chatzos. Because you don't get to the morning and you don't mess things up. If you look at the Rashi over here on that line of the Mishnah, first off in Shas, Lama Amar Chachamim Ar Chatzos, Wad Chachamim Zeh Til Chatzos, there were three things listed in the Mishnah. Rashi quotes two of them. B'kriya Shema u'b'achilas Kachin. Right? Meaning, Rashi leaves out Hector Chalavim Ve'Evarim. He does not think that that has a need. Rashi says it beferish, three lines later. That's not against the Rambam. Rashi says, look at our Mishnah. That's not included in Laharcha Kalad Min Avera, right? Only the other two are. Good. And then we quote the rules. Whatever can be done during the day can be done all day, night, all night. Period. The Brisa says the whole night, you can count Sfira. Count Sfira the whole night. From the beginning of the night, throughout the night. Rabbi Yochanan says this must be reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. Why? As we'll explain. Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, there's going to be a machlokas in a minute, as we'll quote. Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon says that Kitziras HaOmer has to be done at night. You have a choice. It has to be done that night after the first night of Pesach. And we'll see it's Docha Shabbos. It's done that night. And because it's done that night, let's talk about his Shita. To Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon Omar, because the Pasuk says, Me'achel Liksar, the Pasuk says, Tochel Espar, the Pasuk puts together the cutting of the Omer and the Sfiras HaOmer. So, says Rev Shimon, I hold, and we'll see his source, that the cutting of the Omer has to be done at night. So if it has to be done at night, and Sfiras HaOmer has to be done after the Sfiras HaOmer. So the Sfiras HaOmer is done at night, right after that. So that's what the Gemara says. To Rev Shimon, Omer, Mehelchel Liksar, Tochel Lispar. Sfira is Dafka at night. It's right after the Ksira, and Ksira, therefore, is also done at night. You know, Sfira has to be done at night, and Ksira is done right before the Sfira. So Gemara says, wait a minute. So when do you do it? You should go towards the end of the first day of Pesach. You should go towards the Tchum and wait till the very second, let's see, Yontif is over, and then cut it. So you can do the first second. You could cut it and you count. Is that what he expects? Afshalo l'chavin, is that possible? The first second, you're going to cut and count? It's not possible. So it must be that you have to do it at night, but you can do it anytime during the night, because you can't do it the first second. It's impossible. So it must be that you do it sometime during the night, the Ketzira. And just like you do the Ketzira sometime at night, the Sfira has to be done after the Ketzira, so it must be the Sfira also can be done anytime at night. Because there's a connection between the Ketzira and the Sfira, according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. Lefichach, Kalal ala kasher. So when the Brisa says you can count Sfira all night, that must be like Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. The Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon says you could do Ketziras HaOmer all night. And the Sfira is done after the Ketzira. That is all his Shita. Let's continue. But let's say the other one. But according to the one who argues under Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, who we'll see is Rebbe. Rebbe argues, who says that the Ketzira could be done by day, then there's no raya that the Svira can be done the whole night. Maybe the Svira has to be done the first second after, at night, right? So against the Tana that says that it has to be done, it can be done all night. So Hayamak, so where's the source? Hayamak, Minchas Omer, Benit Meis Biyado. Right? What happens if the Kohen is doing the Karban Omer, right? Which is the second day of Pesach, and all of a sudden becomes Tame. Nid Meis Biyado. Omer, Mavim Lo Acheres. So the Tana Kam here says, he tells somebody, and they get him another, give another one. Get him another one. Vim Lav, if there is no other one to bring, Omrim Lo, we tell him, Havi Bikeach Vishtok. Just be smart and quiet. Divrei Rebbe. Why? Tum Hucha Betzibur. Or Tehuya Betzibur. So if you only have Tamei Omer, so you bring it. So, but the Tana Kama says, Rebbe here says, if you have others, say something. Say something so we can switch it for you. Rebbe Shimon Omer, Lolam Omer Mla. No, no. You can't cut. You can't cut during the day. There's nothing to do. So always, if it became Tamei, just tell him, be quiet. Omer Mla, Havi Bikeach Vishtok. Shein Omer, She Nixar Shlolam Mitzvah Sakasher. Because Omer, that's not Nixar, L'shei Mitzvah, is not kosher. And therefore, let's say you're going to take some out of storage. No, you can't take anything out of storage. You're going to cut it during the day. You can't cut it during the day. Savarib shit, right? So it's therefore, this is the only one that you cut l'shei mitzvah that night. Right? And we'll see, it's even docha Shabbos. Savarib lazarib shimin shein over bum and aliyah. You can't take stuff from the attic that you cut in storage that you cut 3 days ago. You can't cut it during the day of the second day of Pesach, and you can't cut it last week. You have to cut it that night. This is the shita of Rab lazarib shimin. So again, if you have to cut it at night, and it can't be that you have to go to the first second, because like EF shall at some same, so it must be, it can be the whole night. And we know the Ksira and the Svira go together, so therefore it must be the Svira you can also do the whole night. Again, L'chadchila, we try to get Tmimos and try to start the Svira at the beginning of the night to get the whole day in, but this is so far what the Gemara says. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asya, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Keshitas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabo Shalaviv. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon must be following his father's Rebbe. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon's father was Rabbi Shimon. Famous Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's Rebbe was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's five Talmidim that he started again with. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochai. So this Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon is the son of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochai. So Rabbi Yochanan says, this Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who says that Ketzirah Sa'omer has to be done at night and it's Docha Shabbos, right? That's why it's Docha Shabbos, must be following Rabbi Akiva. Keshitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Shalavim. The Tanina Taman, because we learned in the Mishnah, in the beginning of Rabbi Elazar de Mila, the 19th parak of Shabbos, Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva there argues with Rabbi Eliezer. Kol Malacha She'efshal Alasas Me'er of Shabbos in a Docha Shabbos. Anything that you could have done before Shabbos is not Docha Shabbos. Meaning, Machshirei Mila. That's what the Gemara there is talking, Mishnah is talking about there. Any preparatory stages are not allowed on Shabbos. You could have done it before Shabbos. Kol Malacha She'efshal Alasas Me'er of Shabbos in a Docha Shabbos. And anything that you could have done before Shabbos is not Doche Shabbos. So to here, since the Ketzirah Sa'omer, according to, let's say Shabbos is the second day of Pesach, since the Ketzirah Sa'omer has to be done that night, so you can do it on Shabbos, there's no way to push it off, period. So says the Gemara, but wait a minute, isn't there seem to be an exception to the rule within Rabbi Akiva? Vataninan, we learned in the Mishnah, remember what, in Rosh Hashanah, when the moon was very clear, Ba'alil, the moon was very clear. Are you allowed to be, the Eidim allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to go to Yerushalayim? So he said, yeah, they are allowed to, but what if everybody sees the moon? Or you can assume that everybody sees the moon. It's such a clear night. There were 40 pairs and Rabbi Akiva stopped them. 40 pairs! He said, don't have to go any further. There were 40 pairs, Mistama, other Eidim got there, and they saw it. But we're Medayik. Mipnei Shahayu you are Bamzug. He only stopped them because there were so many. But if there was only one pair, right, he wouldn't have been ma'akiv them. He would have allowed them to go. But 1 second. Is this something that has to be done on Shabbos? Like, what if they don't go? Bezin will be Makadish today, the next day anyway. Bezin could survive without these Eidim. And yet we say they're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos if there was only one pair. Bekiva would have let them. So Gemara just leaves that as a Sarachian. Meaning, if Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon is following his father's Rebbe, so this is all one shita. So the rule we thought is, if this has to be done today and there's no brayer, there's no way out of it, and we need this to be done, then you can do it. That's Ketzirah Sa'omer, the night of the second night of Pesach, which might be Shabbos. But Rabbi Akiva allows Eidim to go, even though Eidim going to be Mechal Shabbos, even if they don't go, Bez is going to survive. Bez is going to be able to figure it out without it. Either there'll be other Eidim there, or there'll just be Mekadesh the next day. So, and even so, he allows the Chilul Shabbos. So the Gemara just leaves it as a Sorachian without asking any a question. Okay, well, we're not going to go further there. Just one other ha'ara, going back. You know, we could talk about a lot of things. That is just one. We spoke today about the mitzvahs hayom and the mitzvahs halayla. Mitzvahs hayom are called hayom, mitzvahs halayla are called halayla. Basically, all mitzvahs mitzvahs are daytime things. Right? Lulav and shofar and megillah, all mitzvahs are daytime things. Even Sfiras HaOmer is not a daytime thing. The reason that we would say at night is because we want to get the 24 hours into our counting. Tmimos tiyena. So generally, mitzvahs are daytime things. What mitzvah? A sukkah is 24 hours. There's no mitzvahs that are dafka nighttime mitzvahs, except Leila Seder. Leila Seder is the only night of the year where there are specific mitzvahs halayla for the night. Matzah and maror and, charoses, if you say that's a mitzvah. But all of those, that dalet kosos, but those are nighttime. So the Vilna Gaon points out, we had a Shabbos called Drasha about this a couple of years ago, that because Pesach night is not night. Laila Kayom Ya'ir, right? It's the din of a day. It's an unbelievable. Rashi in Parshas Bo says that you have to have Bris Mila in order to eat Karmen Pesach. So that night, they all got Bris Mila. That night, you can't do Bris Mila at night, right? We had Bayom, can't do it at night. So the answer is that night had the din of the day. Why even Hilchas Bris, right? So you're right. The Gra says mitzvahs are daytime things, but the night of Pesach is daytime. Laila kayom ya'ir, and therefore it is allowed. Mitzvahs are daytime things, except maybe karbanas, the leftovers. That's what's leftover. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Talk more about Ketzira Sa'omer next time.